Rashbam daf kuf aleph omid aleph. After the kiddush shul yatzuk, the parshina and time of the kamei. I'm going to explain the reasoning later. In kiddush shul b'makom sud, you have to make kiddush in the place where you eat. Tichsiv. We know that it's true because the pasuk says, "Crush the Shabbos oinig." You call Shabbos oinig b'makom shatuk kari the Shabbos. The place where you're calling Shabbos, that's kolaymer kariya the kiddush. The place, meaning to say, the place where you are calling, making kiddush, reading kiddush, sham tahei oinig. That's where the oneg should be. Midrash when it's a midrash. Inami alternative pshat svarhi. It's logic with the ikva kiddush alayayin. Since we the Chazal are obligated to say kiddush on wine, kiddush hayin lekamus going to say in the brayso later zachru alayayin. You should remember Shabbos on yayin. Mestoma al hayayin shabashasuda hukvul the choshev. Mestoma that the intent was that you should do it in wine that's being that's at the time of eating it because that's something which is important. In kiddush al makom suda the im kiddush below saad. But it's a mokum, if you make kiddush, you not eat in that place. Lo yotzi the kiddush, you have not fulfilled the obligation of kiddush. Hani milu the in kiddush elma mokum sudo. What do you say? You have to have kiddush in the place you eat. Elma bais la bais. You go from one house to another. Abu mokum mokum. But one place to another, meaning the bais la leave from the house to the upper story. In tzerach lach to the kiddush, you don't have to go back and make another kiddush. This akrali shragam nafal and there his candle fell v'kava and extinguished kodesh shachar before he ate. Lebei gundin the rabba berei base chupas v'nei was the house of the marriage house of his son. Shoyusham neiros there was dolkin there they had lit candles. Bevesa mishta in the bevesa mishta mayer rabba that means rabba ki havi mekadesh on the roitzin hayina lupater misham aleich misen and we wanted to excuse ourselves and go back to our houses where we were staying. The woman is akal the chushraka below teichel. You're not going to come to eat. But feel atim holcham lishan below echin. If you want to go to sleep without eating, the kiddush the hocha lo nefkisa yidei kiddush. The kiddush was made here. You have not fulfilled your obligation with. Kol milu demar rabba means rabba. Matirin mi vegel the begam matirin tzitzas shel talus zuba neisun zam letalus acheres. You untie the tzitzas from one garment and tie it on another. Malikim in erchanika in ercheres shel chanika from one erchanika to another. Ner Chanukah, Bein Tzerach Lahadlik, Bener Acheres, you don't have to light with another candle, She'en Ishul Chanukah, which is not of Chanukah, V'kalokh, Lekher B'shem B'gera, Gera Odom Mita Kisa V'Safsal, a person can drag a bed or a chair or a bench, to Dover She'en Mishchavim, is Mutter, which is not intended to do, is Mutter, Pani Himu Mili, and these three things, Pluks of Rav Shmuel, Mulam Malik, and our Malikas of Rav and Shmuel, in the Perak of Malik, and the second Perak of Masach HaShabbos, V'Kulo Ovid Rav HaShmuel, the Mekel, and all of them Rabbah did like Shmuel, who was lenient. Why is he going like Shmuel over here to obligate himself to do Kiddush in the place where he eats? Since in these things, he did everything like Rav, except for these three things. So we should follow Rav that he doesn't need Kiddush Mokum Suda. Moshani, we answer, that normally he followed the stringencies of Rav, except for these things, which he, these three halachos, which he did like Shmuel, to be lenient. We can go in Kiddush, the Kulei de Rav, lo Ovid, and for example, a Kiddush, which is a Kulei of Rav, that he did not do. Avakam the Tanya, even though we have a Bryson Erevim, which says, you have to follow Beshami's opinion, both the Kulei, the Chumra, both the leniencies and stringencies. That's if they the halachos contradict themselves. Going, for example, kamal chasar b'shuta, how much is missing in the spine nor with regard to tumah. Bar Shmuel and Shmuel said the chen l'shefa so to betrefa the chumro the hasam kula hu b'hacha the chumro by tumah can end up being a kula by trefas. You still consider alive. The kula the hasam chumro hu b'hacha and the kula over there by tumah is a chumro over here they calling it a trefa. And from here we see the halachas like Shmuel, the ain kiddush al makom suda, you have to make kiddush where you eat. From kaddish lechemim, chutzim beis, when a person is making kiddush on behalf of others outside his house, near Be'enai, Rashi says it seems to him, she'ein tzarech l'soid, sham you have to eat there, shafid l'losad sham, because even if you don't eat there, yotzal b'nei oysel habayis, the people of that house will have fulfilled their obligation. Why did Lidehu have a makom suda? Because to them, it is the place of eating. Halachas like Shmuel is a proper version, Rabbi Yochanan Amar afid yayin nami yotzal. You have to go back and make a bracha on the wine in the middle of your meal. Because you have to have hesach das, as if you want to stop by leaving the shul. Because the person's intent was to go and eat and drink in his house. Bring him wine from a different barrel. Meshuna has a different taste. Or gerua or meshubach, whether worse or better. Does not have to make another bracha of on the wine of hagofen. Ashram says, however, if it's a better wife, then you'll have to make a bracha of hatov, a meitiv. Timin Baharayas, we say in the Perik of Haray, the ninth Perik of Brachos. Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yechanan, we say changing wine enough to make a bracha, that's a guffin. You do say a toba meitiv with shinin yain, and changing wine, that means you can take from a different barrel. Because I mean, the brachos in Yushalmi, Periketzad, as we say in Yushalmi, we say his brachos in Periketzad, al kol chavis, the chavis, shahim, and each barrel he would open up, he would make a bracha. And the maha yim avarcha, what bracha would make, or misa b'shem rebi, oy me baruch atoba meitiv, he would make a Rahovato Vahamitiv. Daf Kuf Aleph Omud Beis. Vechod Shine Mokum, we call Dover Hanechal, anything which you're eating, Im Achum Menable Mokum, say if you eat in one place, because of Achum Mokum, you eat in another place, and Zerchel Varch Shine, enough to make us another Bracho. Guglain, for example, Shalom Hilo Hesachadas, Bentayan is that you didn't want to stop eating in between. Shine Mokum Zerchel Varch, Grav Vishmul, like Grav Vishmul, Darmi Day Yain, Loyas, they said you did not fulfill your obligation of making of the bracha for the eating in your house. It's yufta the Rabbi Yochanan, this is the refutation to Rabbi Yochanan Hochu Garcina, and this is the proper version. B'masisin debay Rab Hinak Kavaseich V'su Yasa Rav Chista V'kamer Mishmei Denashi V'lo Garcina, and you have the version of Masisin Osa Lashvina, and he's coming to teach us the Braisa, unlike what we have. V'shibish Gomerhu, and the Rashi explains that that girsa that we have is a complete mistake. She can't use sheetas the Gemara that because it's normal for the Gemara. Lashmi einu ha'amayir davar hamufurish v'braisa for an amayir to teach us that which is explicit in the braisa. Why does the chain not called the key v'braisa? Because sometimes not everyone knows the braisas. V'gam ha'amayir atzmo zimdulo yadala lahi braisa. Sometimes an amayir himself does not know a braisa. Ad demaisel he say atimene until the Gemara brings a proof to him. V'sharol the yasar chistav ka'amayir v'shmei denashi. And since they saw that Rav Chista was coming and saying something down in his own name, but told Amar Mechal Shechazer Boy Mimashar Melomaylo Mishmei Rav Huna, and they made a mistake, and they thought that he was retracting that which he said before in the name of Rav Huna. The Yubas Svarim Kushuzu, and they therefore added into the Svarim this question: Eina Ella, Eina. It's not true. Ella Shnei Dvarim Amar Rav Chista, but he Brisa. Rav Chista said two things on that Brisa: Chadash Shmei Rav Huna, VaChadash Shmei Nashu. One was in the name of Rav Huna, and one was on his own. But the verse she'enan teunin bracha lachreim b'mokayim could go mayim operos. For example, water or fruit she'enan teunin bracha chesubim v'yas, and only their own important bracha on their own elabur in fashos rabbos. You make the bracha in the fashos shilchach. Therefore, in tzarch the bracha b'mokayim in achreim, you don't have to make bracha achreim in the place where you ate. The vane came to amad v'halach b'mokam achir. Since you stood up and went to a different place, it's for sure that midasal zuhi gemar sudasal, that standing up was his finishing his meal. The hach suda achrisi, and that's a new meal. But tzarch lebrach tchiling, you have to make a bracha rishena in the new place that you're eating. Aval dvarim hatun and bracha lachrim and mukaymin kolaymer. This means to say bracha chesubim nasan, an important bracha on their own. Tzrichim mukaymin has to be in its place. Kegoyin shivas aminim. This is talking about, for example, you ate from the shivas aminim. The isbuhu bracha achas and shalosh that has the bracha achas. We usually colloquially refer to it as al mechiv over here from Paris. It's al peros choyel v'lo birch achreim, since you didn't make a bracha achreim v'halach v'mokam achreim, you went to another place l'slo to eat, therefore al das k'bius ha'rishena v'halach, he went with intent to continue his original eating, and l'varech bracha achas al shtehem, and to make one bracha achreim on both of them l'fneim nami in tzarech lachas l'varech anos bracha rishena, he doesn't have to go back and make another bracha rishena v'hocha shemin. And from here we see the hadat na'na which he said in Mesechus Brachos v'shach v'shach v'lo birch, person ate and forgot and did not make a bracha v'shamay omim v'shamay said ha'shemin amina. We see from here the l'chachil tzarech l'varech m'mukhaimai, and l'chachil you have to make the bracha in the place where you ate, that's b'shevaz amina. Mary is talking about the shevaz amina, the iko ke'en berkas ha'mazon, it's for like saying berkas ha'mazon bracha ha'richto, a long bracha the chashivusa me'en shalosh, and is important from something which is a miniature three brachos of berkas ha'mazon l'kivo kama hader k'loimen. This means to say al das sudu ha'rishayna hu oichem achshov. And it means that he's eating as a continuation of his original eating in order to finish his meal here. If you're going to say, am I osfin l'Rabbi Yochanan mehach b'raisa? Do you have to, why do we ask a refutation to Rabbi Yochanan from his b'raisa? I go through the b'raisa of Rav Chista. We could have said, explain the b'raisa that was going like Rav Chista. M'sheinu dunu bracha l'achrein. But m'kainu, we're talking about something which you don't need to make a bracha achrein in the way place you eat. The Muslim Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan was referring to b'shetunu when you needed to make a bracha achrein in the place you eat. V'hilkach ein sarach l'varach. Therefore, that which you don't need to make a bracha, luckily to say, you can't say such an answer. Why do Rabbi Yochanan stomach come? Because Rabbi Yochanan says the word stam. Shinu makom enu tzarech levarach. If you change the place, you don't need to make a bracha. B'chol dover hanechal nekomar. This means he's saying about anything that you ate, middle of pirish, because he didn't explain. Why? Because the Amora has to explain his words more than the Braisa does, and therefore he should, if he meant to differentiate, he should have. But furthermore, the Amoraim who are arguing on him, asking him, asking him for that Braisa, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Mokom Mokom Kamer, the Rabbi Yochanan, he intended to mean all. And he didn't. Was saying that you change your place, you don't need a bracha. The Braisa, which was said many years before them, came. Then there is ways to explaining it different directions. But Rabbi Yochanan's words, they knew that because it was the generation before them. Whether you need to make a bracha achreina in the place where you ate it, or you don't have to make the bracha. Why? Because it's not from the seven meaning that Eretz Yisrael is praised about. You don't have the girsa of yayin. Kshein doitzin ain't doing the bracha l'achrein. Mafeh kolayim. This means to say the bracha shel chachrel to make the bracha achrein. Choyel b'asin lassus and they're going to come back. Hachik garsinan. This is a proper version. But medem remurim. But look, garsinan b'hal. Rabbi Yehuda. You don't have the version of Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to akog mechal the bedvar matunin that kiris uprooting. Smash with the mishum mechiris chasam mekala hinekarim because they are trying to run to the greed to chasam mekala. That's why they're stopping. Avol im lo hokain. If not, then a dying hayis yichum lamal levarich bracha. And they would have to stop and make a bracha achreina. Kashler, Rav Chista, the iler of Chista, because if you go according to Rav Chista, Avila v'chazal mokam, even if they do not go back to their place, elagamru suvazal v'mokam acher, rather they finish the meal in a different place, ain't serach levarach techila, they don't have to make a bracha b'shayna. Why? Hoyol ba'dayin lo b'yach achreina, since they haven't made a bracha achreina yet. V'hacha muchach, and here it's apparent that Avila v'chazal mokam, even if they go back, Harishon, even if they go back to the original place, serach levarach techila, they have to make a bracha b'shayna.